You are listening to WSIU, powered by you. This month, we celebrate Earth Day, and in Carbondale, you're invited to be a part of the All Species Puppet Parade. It's coming up on April 22nd, and a few events just ahead of that will help you be more involved and more engaged in this year's Earth Day celebrations. So we're talking this morning with Cade Bursell, who is a professor in the Cinema and Photography Department at SIU Carbondale, but she's also organizing the Puppet Parade with the beloved Puppetistas, a community puppet-making workshop coming up this weekend and again this next weekend. Cade, thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So the beloved Puppetistas will join with the Carbondale Park District to help the region as a whole celebrate Earth Day. Can you tell us a little bit about the project?
So the project, this is the second year of the project, and last year we had over 150 people in the parade. And prior to the parade, we have puppet-making workshops, which you spoke about. We have been organizing with youth organizations, and we've had a couple workshops with them, Addicts Community Services specifically, and that combines puppet making with environmental education. So while we make puppets in the after-school program, we've also taken them to Crab Orchard for a wildflower hike and learned about pollinators. And so we are combining environmental art education with art making. And so that's very, very interesting and a lot of fun. And then for the community, we have these open days of puppet making, which the first one is, well, we had the first one. The second one is this Saturday from 10 to 4 at the DeYamey Community Center, and that's 217 North Illinois Avenue. And then we have another one next Saturday on the 18th, same time, same place, and it's free. We make our puppets from cardboard and recycled materials. We have a lot of paint and fabric to add to that, and we have artists there ready to help make the puppets, so it's really fun. And we try to ask questions about whatever species you're working on. What does it need? What is the habitat that it needs to survive? So we keep trying to integrate environmental education with this puppet making.
Having children of my own, having worked with some youth organizations in my life, it seems like kids really engage when you allow them to add their imagination into what can be kind of a tricky concept in terms of knowing about the environment, knowing what you're trying to say about the environment through a project like this.
Yeah, you know, and it's just simple things like even what color is something, or how does it move, or what does it need to survive? And luckily we have our cell phones when we don't know ourselves, so we're looking things up all the time. You know, just recently it was like, what is the color? What, you know, in terms of eye color, what's the color of the eye of the dolphin, you know, or something like that. And it's great because we're looking it up. I mean, we assume black, but maybe not. And so it's just that kind of, well, we're also engaging and learning together. And so that's really fun. And we create bonds with whoever is there at that particular time. So we have a lot of volunteers who are involved in the Beloved Puppetistas. When you make a puppet, you become a Beloved Puppetista, so there are hundreds of them now. I don't know if they know that, but sure. That's how you become a Beloved Puppetista. So.
And, of course, we should let people know that the second annual All Species Puppet Parade will be on Earth Day. That's April 22nd. You can gather at 4:30 at the Life Community Center in Carbondale. The kickoff is at 5 o'clock. And then, of course, if you need to make a puppet, you can do that this Saturday. It's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Or next Saturday, the 18th, again, from 10 to 4 at the DeYamey Community Center on North Illinois Avenue in Carbondale. So puppets as an art form, why are they so unique? What speaks to you as through puppets?
Well, I lived in Vermont for about 10 years, and there was a puppet troupe there, Bread and Puppet Theater, and they're really well known, and they've been around since the 1970s. And the first time I went to their pageant, so they have a pageant, their puppets are huge. They're, you know, maybe two or three times the height of a person. And they are just inspiring, and they're awesome. And I think what they do is they animate and they give life to other beings who we might not have a chance to have a relationship with. So they kind of serve as a representation of these other species. And we can become these other species. We play with them. And so it's a way to bond that's really interesting. And I think they're magical for kids, but they're also magical for adults. And Bread and Puppet did a lot of political theater. And so some of these pieces and skits also were very poignant. So there's a storytelling element to puppetry. So there's a magic to it, and it's not new. I think there have been puppets and masks, that historically have been involved in theatrics and communicating ideas, either spiritual ideas or political ideas, for a long, long time. So this is just a part of that history.
And of course, you can join with the beloved puppetistas and be a part of this. If you'd like more information, you can call 618-521-3804. Again, the creation workshops coming up on April 11th and the 18th from 10 to 4. The species parade, all species parade, is at 5 o'clock April 22nd at the Life Community Center in Carbondale. Kate, thanks so much.
Thank you.